With Advent now entering its second week and Christmas approaching quickly, our thoughts are beginning to turn to the stable in Bethlehem and the coming of our Lord. We are starting to see nativity sets in people's yards and are maybe thinking about setting up our own. And as we think about the coming feast of the birth of Christ, we necessarily think about his mother, about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, as Catholics who hopefully are devoted to Our Lady, we invoke her name very often, as much as possible, actually. And so today we will think about why we invoke her name and what benefits we receive from doing so. Well, we as poor children of Eve are very unfortunate. We have to suffer the penalty of original sin. And we wander in this valley of tears. We are exiles from our home country, where we really belong, which is heaven. And we have inherited many afflictions and infirmities of body and soul from original sin and from our own sins. But the person who goes to Our Lady in the midst of all of these difficulties is truly blessed. She is the one who comforts the world. She is the refuge of the unfortunate. It says in the book of Proverbs about Our Lady, "Blessed is the man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates." This is a prophecy about her, actually. And the Church teaches us, her children, to have recourse to her continually with confidence and love. And in fact, she commands us to have a greater devotion to her than to any other saint, because she has a special relationship with us that is even greater than that of any other saint. And she has instituted many feasts that are celebrated throughout the entire year in her honor, such as her Immaculate Conception this coming Tuesday. Now, Richard of St. Lawrence assures us that the compassion of Mary is poured out on everyone who asks for it, even if he asks only with a simple Hail Mary. Now, we might be tempted to think that our sins will make us unworthy to be heard by her, but we should not let this thought diminish our confidence in her, because she is the mother of mercy, and mercy would not exist if there was nobody that needed it. Richard of St. Lawrence says, just as a mother doesn't shrink from applying a remedy to her child who is covered with ulcers, no matter how disgusting they may be, so also our good mother is unable to abandon us when we have recourse to her, so that she can heal the wounds caused by our sins, no matter how disgusting they may be. And Our Lady told St. Gertrude, our patroness, this exact thing. She appeared to her with her mantle spread out to receive all of those who call upon her. And she told her that angels constantly guard my clients from the assaults of hell. This good mother's compassion and love for us is so great that she doesn't even wait for our prayers to come and help us. She goes out of her way to look for those who need help. And she obtains many favors for us from God even before we ask. We see this even in her life in the world at the marriage feast of Cana. She was at the marriage feast of Cana with our Lord, as St. Luke relates in his gospel. And she saw that they had run out of wine, and she felt compassion for the embarrassment of the bride and the groom. And so, without being asked, she begged her son to console them. She simply laid the problem before him and said, "They have no wine." And as soon as she did that, our Lord changed the water into wine to save the bride and groom from disgrace, certainly, but also, and more importantly, to console his mother. And so if Our Lady is so eager to help people that don't even ask her for help, then how much more will she help those who come to her with confidence? If there is anyone who has any doubt as to whether Mary will help him, if he has recourse to her, Pope Innocent III reproves him with the words, "Who is there that ever in the night of sin had recourse to this sweet lady without being relieved?" And Blessed Eutychian exclaims, "Who has ever faithfully implored thy all-powerful aid and was abandoned by thee?" The answer is nobody, because Our Lady can relieve the most wretched, and she can save the most abandoned, so a case like that has never occurred and never will occur. Blosius says that heaven and earth would sooner be destroyed than would Our Lady fail to assist anyone who asks her for help, as long as he does so with a good intention and with confidence in her. St. Anselm adds that when we have recourse to this Divine Mother, we can not only be sure of her protection, but often we will be heard more quickly if we have recourse to Mary and call on her holy name than we would be if we called on the name of Jesus, our Savior. And he says that the reason for this is that our Lord will one day also have the job of punishing us, because he is our judge, but Our Lady's only job is to show us mercy. In other words, we can be saved more easily by having recourse to the Mother than by going to the Son. Not because Our Lady is more powerful than her Son to help us, or more willing, but because when we have recourse to our Lord, we also think of him as our judge who will chastise sinners, and so sometimes we can be lacking in confidence when we approach him. But when we go to Our Lady, who never shows us anything other than compassion, we have greater confidence of being heard. St. Bridget once heard our Lord make a very consoling promise to his mother. He said, "I will never refuse you anything, and I promise to hear all those who ask any favor of me in thy name, even if they are sinners, as long as they want to amend their lives." And that last part is very important. You have to be willing to correct your defects, because if you are happy in your sins, particularly if you're happy in your mortal sins, then you don't deserve any help from God. I want to conclude today with a story about a friend of mine in California whom I have known for many years. He has been going to Father Zapp's Chapel in California. I've known him for 15 years, which is the majority of my life. And he had an experience which was a singular intercession of Our Lady, and it really shows her power toward the people who are devoted to her. This man's name was Dave, and he lived on the San Francisco Bay in a boat. And for many years, he had wanted to get another kind of boat that he liked very much, but was more expensive than his, and he couldn't afford it. And one day, he saw an ad in a boating magazine for this type of boat, a classified ad. One of these was for sale. And it said in the ad, "Cash, trade, or whatever." And in California, the word "whatever" is a very powerful word. And when Dave saw this, he knew something could be worked out. So he called up the man and said, offered to trade boats. And the man was willing, but the man lived in San Francisco, and Dave lived across the bay. And this was an old man who didn't drive very much, and he didn't want to come out to look at Dave's boat to trade it. So Dave had to bring his boat to San Francisco. Now, before he was able to do that, he broke the rudder on his boat. He accidentally sailed his boat over a sunken wreck in the bay and broke off his rudder. And so he had to get a new rudder at great expense. And so he was about to go out that weekend when someone stole the new rudder off of his boat, and he didn't have the money for another one. And so he knelt down and he prayed very urgently to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Every week, Father Zab has devotions to Our Lady of Perpetual Help on Tuesday evenings, and Dave is a faithful attendee of these devotions and has a great devotion to her, and he prayed for her help to make something work out so that he could get this new boat. And so there was another boat that was a few spaces down in the dock where he lived that had a very good rudder on it, and he happened to be talking to the owner of this boat the next day or soon after, and the owner told him that the ship was in terrible condition. It was taking in water too quickly to basically to be seaworthy, and he was going to just scuttle it, wreck it. And then he said, "Do you still want that rudder?" And he gave the rudder to Dave. Dave wasn't sure if the rudder would fit because it had to be the precise size within half an inch tolerance. But fortunately it fit, and so he put it in his boat and he took it over to San Francisco. Now, he also needed to rent a space to park his boat in San Francisco in order to make this trade. And he wasn't sure how he could do that. One day he was at the Golden Gate Yacht Club in San Francisco talking to a friend of his. And if I remember correctly, his friend was the bartender. There was a little place where they served drinks at this club. And he said to his friend, "I would really like to make this trade, but in order to do that, I have to get a 30-foot docking place, which is called a slip, right outside the yacht club." And the man said, "That's not likely. There's a 30-year waiting period for these spaces, because in a maritime city like San Francisco, many people have boats, and San Francisco is a very expensive place to live, and so there are not enough spaces to go around." And Dave said to him very simply, "I will just pray to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and she will make something work out." And the man thought he was crazy, and he sort of just walked away. Less than half a minute after that, another man walked in, and some friends of his greeted him, and they asked him how he was doing. And he said, "I'm very frustrated because I can't get rid of my 30-foot slot right outside here." And so Dave introduced himself, and he arranged to rent his space for 3 months because the man went away for vacation. So he brought his boat over there and he parked it, and he made the trade with this other man. They traded boats, and since the other boat was worth more than his boat, he agreed. Well, the man asked him to pay him $3,000 to make up the difference, and Dave said, I don't have $3,000, I'm sorry." And so the man said, "Well, okay, just $1,500 then. But I really will need that money basically as soon as possible." And so Dave took his boat and went home, and time went on and he couldn't come up with the money. And the man called him up again and he said, "I really need that money. Otherwise we have to give boats back." And Dave didn't want to do that. And so he took his boat out for one last ride on the bay with a friend of his, and he said to him very sadly that this is the last time I'll ever take this beautiful boat out for a ride, and I can't have it just because I can't come up with a measly $1,500. And his friend said, "Just pray to Our Lady of Perpetual Help." He said, "She might not make money fall out of the sky, but she'll do something." And after they got back to the dock and they parked the boat, his friend looked underneath the deck and he said, "Dave, why do you keep money in the bilge, the dirty water in the bottom of a boat?" And Dave said, "I don't keep money in the bilge. What are you talking about?" And the man pulled a huge wad of cash out of the bilge, and it came to just over $1,000. And Dave called up the man, and the man agreed to take $1,000 for the boat, and so he got his boat. And I think that this was really an intervention of Our Lady to reward the simple faith of this man and his his simple devotion in telling a bartender at the Golden Gate Yacht Club that he would pray to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. But Our Lady wasn't yet finished rewarding her faithful servant, because Dave was a single man, and recently, or sometime after this, there was a young lady who started attending church there, and someone told her about this story, and so she went up to him on Palm Sunday a couple years ago and asked him to tell her the story, and he did, and they got to know each other, and then they became happily married. So this is an example for us of the power of Our Lady to help us. And if she helped him so much in something that is only a temporal matter, something that wasn't, you know, a great necessity in any case, but he had a simple faith in her, then how much more so will she help us if we come to her with, especially with our spiritual needs, or with needs that we need very much, and we ask her with great confidence for her help. So be devoted to Our Lady and have great confidence in her power and in her desire to help you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.